Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
As you might imagine, and if you heard about my sermon yesterday, I've been praying like crazy. I have a lot of time. There's no drive time to church or anything like that, no drive time to work. And I've been saying, God, what is the word for the church? There's a million and one messages I could preach, and they could be cute or whatever. But I'm telling you right now, God has been speaking to me a lot. In fact, I want you to write this down. Here's something he told me this week. Number one, he told me, this is not the first or the last crisis we've faced as a nation. Think about what we went through. People went through the Great Depression. Think about World War II, WW2, the big one. That's what people say, right? Vietnam. Think about the crash of 2008, the Great Recession. During that time, though, Faith Church, I want you to write this down again, is that we will not survive. We will thrive. We're not just in survival mode. Come on, somebody shout amen. We're going to thrive. I've said it every week, and I want to make sure that we understand in this new world that we live in, there's going to be a huge chasm, a gap. What is the delta between the world and the word? The world is going through a recalibration and maybe a spanking. The people of the word are excited because their judgment, when the gavel goes down, is for favor in your life. Wealth transferred. Whoever thought that the government would send you a check? Whoever thought you'd get paid to stay home? Come on, somebody. This is your jubilee. And maybe some of you right now are going through a difficult time. Don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on what you're going to. So as I begin to pray and ask God, God, what do you want me to preach this weekend when it comes to, you know, people being in community? He reminded me of three guys that were in community together. Their name was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three Hebrew children, I like to call them Rack, Shack, and Benny. Here's these three guys. Come on, somebody. I just thought this would be a lot better representation. Our graphics team messed up, though. They were supposed to put my head on Brad Pitt's body. Come on. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in a world system that was in a terrible time. It was a time in which there was a lot of change going on in the government. And there was this evil man by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. Actually, we pick it up in chapter 3. It says, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold. I want to pause there and say right now, image. We're in a social media, an image-based society, right? It's like, just woke up like this. You know, it's all about, you know, how can I face tune this, make myself look this way? Everything is kind of an image. And in this season, which we're in now, is much like the season of this Babylonian system where Nebuchadnezzar had a man-made image. Now, here's the problem with that. In Exodus 20, verse 3, it says, and I will have no other gods before me. When God started the big top 10 list originally, he said, hey, here's the number one thing. The world is not going to be your God. Your car is not going to be your God. Your sports is not going to be your God. And you say, well, I would never make that my God. Here's the way God sees it. Anything that we're worshiping more than him is a God. It's like my friend years ago, his name's Keith, and God had blessed him with a Corvette. And this is probably 20 years ago now. And he got this new car and he was thanking God for it and he loved it, but he's out waxing it all the time. He was worshiping it all the time. And he said he heard the Holy Spirit say, Keith, I almost wish I'd never given you that car. That's what he said God said to him. He said, you spend more time rubbing on that car and visiting with that car than you did me. The reason why you got the car is because you focused on me. There's no other images that's going to be exalted. And King Nebuchadnezzar made this gold image that was 9 foot tall. And he said, hey, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to change the laws in the land. I'm going to meet with the governors. Does this sound familiar right now? And I'm going to change the way you walk. I'm going to change what you sing. I'm going to change how you worship. In verse 3, it says, so the administrations and the governors, we're seeing that a lot right now, right? The governors and the counselors and the treasurers, they all began to meet and they found out about the new rules and laws that the officials of the land, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, let's put up those three Hebrew children one more time. These guys, okay, they live in this new world. And this new world is way different than the old world. And King Nebuchadnezzar said, I met with the governors and this is how you do it. This is the way you're going to worship. This is what's going to happen. As soon as the music comes up, as soon as you hear the sound, y'all are going to actually drop down and worship this image. Now it says here, it says, and they began to dedicate, the dedication of King Nebuchadnezzar had set up before them, and they had to worship this image. Image. Why do I keep saying image? Why did it say image? Somebody says. I actually looked up the word image, and it says a representation of an external or visible expression. It's all external. A lot of this stuff right now, and I want to pause and talk to you just for a minute. A lot of the things that you're going through right now is actually you're going to something. There's a new world order, but in this new world order, there's a new way of worshiping. In fact, I wish that we could be at Sunset Hills, and I wish we could go to Earth City today and Ferguson, Florissant, and Weldon Springs in Florida. I wish all that could happen. But we may never get back to the way what normal was. There might be a new normal in this new land, and the way it looks, the image of it might look like a negative, but we're actually going to say God works all things together for our good. Right now, we are going through something, yes, but let's don't focus on what we're going through. Let's focus on what we're going to. When the governors are changing laws, when they're saying this is the way you will worship, and this is the way that we will ticket, and this is the way we will distance, they might be able to shut down the church. It feels a little like the underground church to me when I'm in Cuba, and they're like, if we do this, you stop preaching because they're going to shut you down. There's a lot of that suppression going on. But I'm not going to complain and remain. How about you? I'm going to praise and say, the digital church is alive. Our church is becoming more culturally relevant. Our church is becoming more media savvy. We're actually going into homes that we never thought we would go into before. The image of the church is actually changing. So while we're changing, let's change, but let's do it with joy. Because we know this. I want you to write this down. Here's another thing God spoke to me this week. A pandemic brings unexpected problems. That's for sure. We have unexpected problems. But a pandemic also brings unbelievable possibilities. Whoever thought that we would be able to minister to 1 million people on Easter Sunday, from Sunday to Sunday, 1 million people. Our churches can't hold that many people. And yes, now what's going to happen as we get back to the new normal, whatever that is, when we get back to the new normal, we're not going to divorce all the strategies and the challenges that we went through. The pandemic brought an opportunity. I'm speaking to business people right now that it might feel like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let's put those three guys up again. Man, that's a good looking group. You might be going through hell in your business. You might be going through a difficulty not being able to get your nails did, get your hair did, living with your kids. And you're like, man, I didn't realize how much I don't like these people in my house. No, you're not enjoying the journey. When we go back to our new normal, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, hey, we're not going to worship this new image. Yes, we're going to submit and watch this submit, but we're not submitted to current culture. We're going to praise God in the difficult times. In the midst of the fire, we will not bow, but we will not burn. Can I get an amen? You don't have to bow to the fear today. You don't have to bow to the way they're thinking today. Yes, we want to obey the laws of the land. We want to be as compliant as we can, but we're going to turn these lemons into lemonades. We're going to say what was meant to be a tombstone for the church at Faith Church, it's going to be a stepping stone. We're going to not put on a gravesite plan and say, you know, here lies the great Faith Church, and they died in 2020 because they could not gather. No, it's going to be a stepping stone, and we're going to step over and go, guess what? We're not just surviving, we're thriving. I prophesy that over your marriage. I prophesy that over your business. I'm saying whatever you're going through today, whatever the visible expression is on the outside, focus on the good, not the negative. Verse 5 said, they said, at the time that you hear, watch these new laws, the sound of the horn, the harp, the psaltery, the symphony, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image. I want to say this. You shall. Shout it at home on Facebook. Hit you shall. Also Facebook, please hit share it. It opens up the algorithm to help more people. You shall. Notice whenever a people starts passing more laws, starts suppressing the freedom of the people, the freedom of speech, the freedom to meet together, there's that you shall thing. They lose their right. They're made to comply. You know, you might, it's like a little boy. I just thought of this story. There's a little boy that's sitting in church. Remember when we used to go to church? And he kept standing up, and his mom said, you need to sit down. And he stand up, and she pinched him. You ever been pinched in church? He pinched the church to sit down. And she said, I told you to sit down. He looked back and said, I may be sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. I kind of feel that way right now, church. We might be sitting out, not going to our buildings, but we are standing up on the inside. We're still the church of Jesus Christ. And when they say, you shall not, we say, well, we're going to do the best we can to comply with that. But you know what we're not complying with? We're not complying with fear. We are going to worship together. We're going to keep going to church in our homes faithfully every week. I just heard the Holy Spirit say this. Listen to me. While I'm preaching to you on this Sunday morning, God is speaking to me. And he said, be careful. Be careful right now. This is just from the Lord right now. If you're not cautious, you can allow the church service to become common. You can't do that. Not only just for you, but for your kids. I'm saying every Sunday morning or whenever you say, this is the time, it's a non-negotiable that we worship. Do that and focus. Don't allow the dog to distract you. Don't allow the mailman. Don't allow anything. Does that make sense to you? Come on, say amen on Facebook if it does. Because if we don't consecrate this as holy, there's habits that are formed after 21 days. If you make your habit just kind of, well, yeah, we go to church. I don't know what time I'm going to church. No, if you go to church at 10, go to 10. If it's 2, 2. But make a firm time. This is when I work out. This is when I pray. This is how we go to church. Come on, somebody. Go get that old song. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. I'm speaking to you right now because the enemy, and that lines up with something God spoke to me this week. I want you to write this down. This week he said to me, he said, you cannot afford to get distracted right now. This is your jubilee. God said that all prisoners would be released. We saw that on the news. That all property would go back to its original owners. There's a transfer of wealth happening right now. And that all prisoners and debts would be relinquished. We've seen so many debt cancellations. Even our church was given money by the government. And they said, here's a loan. And if you guys take this for loss of business, and if you still have the same amount of employees that you do in 2 months, then you get to keep that and the debts will be canceled. You've seen it on the news. There's been so much debt cancellation. The same God that said that to me is saying this to you right now. Keep the main thing, the main thing. Don't stress. Check that, write that down. Don't stress about the thing. Keep your eyes on the main thing. And the main thing is not the golden image. The main thing is not what the government's going to do. When's the governor going to cut us loose? When? No, those are ropes that are going to bind you. You say we might be in this world, but we are not of this world. We're like the three Hebrew children. We're coming out with a shout and we will not smell like smoke. Somebody ought to get excited. I wish we were in church right now. I know people would be jumping up and shouting. Do it at home. Keep your eyes on the prize. Now, let's go. Here's what the Lord expounded to me on this. Verse 5, it says, and at that time that you hear the sound, you shall bow down and worship King Nebuchadnezzar. And whoever does not will fall. If you don't fall down, you will be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fire. Immediately. Cast in. Now, we know today that we're not probably going to be thrown into a literal burning fiery furnace. But what is that? Right now, it's the court of public opinion. Somebody write that on Facebook. If you think different, if you're 2 foot too close, or you don't walk on this side of the road, immediately people look at you because they've been sold fear so much. But God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love, mind, sound mind. One of the things I don't like about the mask is, number one, Nicole's incredibly claustrophobic. But I hate it because when I'm walking in the mornings and I can't see if people are smiling or frowning. Happy or sad. It's more of a, we're talking right now about a social society. It's becoming less social. There's a, you stay on your side. I stay on my side. I'm just telling you that won't last forever, but it's part, do you agree with me today? That it's part of a satanic plan of bondage. You shall, you will. And again, I'm not here to preach against stuff. I'm just saying, people have been here before. Let's put up the three boys. There they are. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in a fiery storm of a COVID-19, a government lockdown, a complete shutdown. Whoever thought this would be possible? Do you ever wake up and think, is this real? This is really happening? Yes, but the Bible said in the last days this would come. So we knew this was coming. So it says all the people, when you hear the sound, you'll fall down. And all the people and all the nations and all the languages will worship this golden image that has been set up. It said all the people, all the nations. This is not just an America thing. This is a global pandemic. It was then as well. All the nations of the world were falling under the same rule. Therefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. Three Hebrew children, all of a sudden, these three snitches. Just for fun, somebody shouted, snitches get stitches. Okay, so they came up and said, they're not wearing their mask. They're not properly doing this. Some of these little churches that are barely making any way in Mississippi and Louisiana, I feel so sorry for them. You know, they got like a 500-seat auditorium, and they only have 50 people coming anyway. And they don't know how to do all the techie stuff that we do today. They don't have the faithchurch.com app. Let's put that up because I want people to see that logo so they can actually see when you go to the app store, you can get that little red thing right there. And you can they don't have it. God love them. They're just trying to have church. And then the state patrol comes and puts tickets up and fines them $500. Now they're afraid. They're very, very afraid. So those snitches, that they're the same thing that's happening today. They came and said, oh, king, live forever. Notice they're sucking up, bringing accusation against God's people. Oh, king, live forever. Didn't you say that when they heard the sound of the music, they were supposed to drop down or they would be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace? Verse 12 says, there were certain Jews, let's put them up again, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, said there were certain Jews. Why are they certain Jews? It wasn't everybody, it was somebody. There are certain Jews they were referring to, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Check this out. They were from the land of Judah. Somebody write that down. Judah means praise. There are three Jews that say, take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise him. Come on. I just want to praise him. We will not bow and we will not burn. You might throw us in bound, but we come from a different kingdom where our father is the king and he will deliver us in the middle of the fire. He might allow us to walk through the fire, but on the other side of the fire, there's going to be blessing. There's going to be favor. There's going to be breakthrough. There's going to be provision. There's going to be promise. Come on, somebody. It's all in the way you receive it and conceive it in your mind. And you say, I might be cast into the burning furnace, but these certain Jews, who are the certain people at Faith Church? We said in the crash of 08, we will not participate in abortion because it's against our religion. Now, we know in the United States, the divided states of America right now, they've killed 62 million babies, sucked them out of the womb of a mother, and through Planned Parenthood, sold the body parts to makeup manufacturers, and women are buying them at Target and putting on their face. And that is offensive to God. We see all the laws that have been passed. And if you don't do this, you'll be thrown into the fiery furnace. But the three Hebrew children, that's us, the certain people of Faith Church, we will not participate in abortion because it's against our religion. That's what we said in 2008. It's going to be great. 2009 is going to be fine. 2010, we're going to win. 2011 is going to be heaven. And we went through a fiery trial before and those bondages and ropes fell off of us. And we had supernatural debt cancellation then, and we're going to have it again. We had supernatural breakthrough then, and we will have it now. So we will not participate in recession or depression because it's against our religion. Be that emphatic about it. Be as certain as they said, these certain Jews, they were different than the other Christians. They were going to walk in love. They were going to count it joyful, the spoiling of the goods, because they were from the tribe of Judah. Judah means praise. Somebody shout that. Judah means praise. And they said, you've set these certain guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but they paid no regard to what you had to say. They praised through a pandemic. They said, God gave us a promise of provision through a pandemic. And that's exactly what I want you today. Do today. Now, check it out. It says that they, but if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. It said, who is the God who will deliver you out of my hand? Verse 15. Who is the God that will deliver you out of my hands? I think Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you who he is. Yeah, he's the one who brought the sun up today and is going to put it down tomorrow. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the doctor in the sick room. Come on. He is the lawyer in the courtroom. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is the great I am. That's who he is. And they're like, okay, whatever. We're still throwing you inbound. Verse 18 says, but if not, let it be known, O king, that we will not serve your God. We will not worship your golden image. We're not going to worship that thing that you set up. In verse 19, Nebuchadnezzar was so full of fury, an expression on his face turned towards the three Hebrew children. And he said, hey, I command you to Heat up the furnace 7 times hotter. I speak to you prophetically. It's going to continue to get hotter in the last days, but you were built for this. You were made for this. And it says, now they threw them in, bound them up. Come here, Austin. I want you to show a little demonstration with me. They tied them up. And you're tied up at home right now. You're locked up, tied up, can't go out and shop, can't do hardly anything, can't go to church, can't go to work. They're strapping you down. They said, you might just tie us up, but you can bind us on the outside, but you can't bind us on the inside. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I may walk through a fiery trial, a fiery furnace, but I'm coming out and I won't even smell like smoke. I love it. So they, now that they heated up 7 times hotter, check it out. They said that the guys that threw them in bound, the dudes, the big bodyguards, when they went to throw them in the fire, guys, they died of the heat. That's hot. That's hotter than St. Lunatics. It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes. It's hot. And they died. But when they threw them in, King Nebuchadnezzar went to the edge of the burning fiery furnace and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're in the fire. We threw in 3, but it looks like 4. What is that? The fourth one looks like the Son of God, because as soon as the 3 Hebrew boys who were bound went in, they didn't fall over and die. They dropped to their knees and they said, COVID-19, I speak to you. You're not going to kill me. A spirit of fear is not going to overcome me. Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise him. God's getting ready to do a quick work. I'm telling you right now, if we will do what these guys did through a pandemic, if we do what they did when it gets hot, if we pass from the problem to the promotion, if we can pass from the pandemic to the actual manifestation of God's promise in our life is going to get better. The old ropes that used to bind you, here's what God's going to do. You went inbound. Check this out. This could be funny. This could be bad. This could be good. Just in a couple minutes. Now bring our sophisticated, this is my cereal bowl. I smell smoke with this because it's man-made, but you're going to come out and all that stuff that held you is coming off of you. I'm talking about depression right now. I'm talking to you. I'm talking about lack. I'm talking about fear of COVID-19. I'm talking about a pandemic. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to do a quick work like he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He's about to do it for you in the midst of a fiery trial, in the midst of COVID-19. God is getting ready to shift it into your favor, and you're going to come out and not even smell like smoke. You're going to sing that song. In fact, go download that song right now. Took the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise him. Come on. I just want to praise him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You need to do that. Pass from bondage into freedom. Pass from flames into a actual flame of God's power in your life. And preachers, I beg you to put some fire on your sermons, or take your sermons and throw them into the fire. Allow God to do with you what he did with Spurgeon. He said, put some fire on your sermons, or put your sermons into the fire. Don't just preach to policy. Don't just preach to the problem. Don't try to judge every situation. Let God be the judge. At the end of this situation, if we believe God, and I do, we know that God works all things together for our good. And there's your promotion. I want to read it. That's coming to your life right now. Am I helping anybody? If I am, I want you to hit share on this. Here's the last verse I want to read. Verse 29, chapter 3, 29. It says, therefore, I make a decree. Now, you know, they're always making these laws. Now they have the law where you're going to bow down. You guys are going to worship. Now that God showed he's really real, now Nebuchadnezzar says, we're going to make a new law. And the new law is, the new decree is, any people, nation, language that speaks anything against God's people. Does that sound like no prep informed against you will prosper? Any God, anybody that speaks against their God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut into pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this God. In other words, God has people of the world. Nebuchadnezzar made a 90-foot statue of himself, but now he says, that's not a God. This is a God. There is a new law. Jesus said in his word, I'm coming back after a glorious church. I feel him right now. I'm coming back after a powerful church, not an emaciated church bound. Maybe God exactly did what he wanted to do with the church. We've got empty rooms like we have an empty tomb, but now the gospel is being preached to millions of people. When you have the ability to have church in your home, you need to have yard signs out to invite your neighbors over. Have them wear a mask, but start having church on the lawn. Practice social distancing. Go to Walmart. Go to Amazon. What is it? OfferUp. I think there's an app on there. I saw it a minute ago. Yeah. You can go to Amazon. You can go to OfferUp and you can say, you know what? I'm going to go to DoorDash and order some food for my friends. I'm going to go OfferUp and I'm going to find out if there's some used lawn furniture that I can get. Or if you got money, super money, go to Amazon and set up a church in your front yard and start playing it in your front yard and let everybody know that we might be in a fire, but we've been thrown into the fire, but we're coming out gold. And I promise you every week, I'm going to preach a positive message. I'm not going to preach a message of hope because there's promotion. Last verse, here it is. After he says, here's the new law, nobody's going to talk bad about God's people. Jesus is coming back. People get ready. Jesus is coming soon and it won't be long. I feel it. He says, verse 30, then the king promoted. They tried to kill him. They tried to set him back. COVID said, the business isn't going to make it. But you're going to get promoted. The good looking boys again. Survey says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they get promoted? Yeah, you're about to get promoted. It says that the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to the province of Babylon. I'm here to tell you that when God decides to promote you, when the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just, and there's a transfer, it's going to look like the worst of times for some, but it's going to look like the best of times for others. That's your jubilee. When it said at that moment ago that it said that all those houses will be put to dust, it came up in Revelation to me. That houses you didn't build, you're going to live in. Businesses you didn't think you'd ever have, you're about to get. When I think about people at our church, last night I was talking to Tina and Marvin Pate from St. Louis, and they took their restaurant and out of their own money began to feed kids out of their restaurant who don't have school lunches anymore. You know who's God's going to promote? Tina and Marvin. Use whatever is in your hand to do what's on God's heart. That's why it's important to keep tithing and keep giving and keep obeying God and keep going to church, as the Lord said a minute ago, with regularity, with consistency, because there is another in the fire. I feel the power and the presence of God right now on the back of my head. I feel him. Church, we can't be stopped. We got slowed down a little bit from going and having church as usual. And they have thrown the church in the proverbial fire. And we're in the fiery furnace. And much of the church is being persecuted and they're upset. And a lot of lawsuits are happening. And I say, good for you guys. What I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to let it go the way it goes. And we're going to work real hard on this technology. And when we get back to church as normal, there's never been anything normal about Faith Church. I believe we're all going to come back. And yes, we might come back with new rules and their regulations. But at the end of this, like the three Hebrew children, faithchurch.com is coming back. And guess what we're coming back in? We're coming back with power. We're coming back with promotion. We're coming back with promise. We're not coming back with problems. We're coming back and we're saying there's another in the fire. And that person is here right now. I believe many of you, this message today has spoke to you visibly. You can say, I'm not going to be bound by that alcoholism anymore. That anger that's triggered because I've been on lockdown. You've been basically, everybody's been on house arrest. But every prisoner is about to be free. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you're coming through strong.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So That's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.